What's going on, guys? Huh? You know, I had to put on my best shirt I had. And I'm also, you know.
Is that the same one McCoy was wearing? You guys just trading off?
No, it's my own.
How's the rehab?
Rehab's good. Rehab's over with. You know, we're working out with the team, getting ready for the season, pushing it. You know,
no
pushing.
Limitations?
No limitations. Just working on little stuff.
So you having that injury as early as it was, I guess, unfortunate as it was, it did give you a lot of time.
It gives you a lot of time. A lot of time. So time's on my side. No major hurdles. Just working on all the little things. Now getting in football shape. Working on my strength and coming out of stands, things of that sort. So just the next phase of, you know, just like any off season, lifting, running, getting in football shape, getting ready to go.
Are you close to 100%? Are you kind of like what you were, let's say, 2 years ago this time this year?
Yeah. You know what I mean? I feel actually better in some phases of my game, really. But just about where I need to be. I'm where I need to be. I'm comfortable where I'm at, confident that I'll have no issues come OTAs and minicamp and all that stuff.
What was kind of last year like for you? You know, there was so much change in this building. Right. Everything changed.
It was a lot of positive change. You never played with an offense like that. Yeah, a lot of positive change last year. So it's really exciting for me personally to be able to see what we did last year, try to build upon that. Everybody's making adjustments to becoming a better player, to get us to that Super Bowl level. And so missing last year, of course, sucked. But getting ready now, I'm really excited for the season. The building's full of energy. New coaches coming in and a lot. Old coaches coming back from last year. Players coming back from last year. And so we're very, very confident right now.
Did it give you a different perspective where you were able to sit back and watch this offense work? And now when you come in, you kind of know these guys' tendencies and just how they play? And
A tad bit. I really focused on rehab. You know what I mean? So I really wasn't in the room with the guys going over film. I watched it kind of from a fan's perspective of on TV at the game. It's kind of feel. So, you know, now we're reviewing tape now, studying film now. So I'm seeing what we struggled with last year, what we're focusing on, our kind of form our bread and butter. So during the season, no, but now I'm getting some insight.
I think this offense finished ninth last year, which is maybe the highest ever for this franchise, and he did it without you and Knicks for a good part of it. How excited are you about
shooting for the stars?
About the weapons on that side?
We have some weapons. We've always had weapons. We just got to utilize them the right way. We got to come together, make Freeman the player he needs to be. Up front, we have to do our job. Running backs, you know, it's a unit. Running backs, tight end, receivers. Everybody has to do their job, and we had the right quarterback to be able to take us to the next level.
But the talent on that side of the ball,
it's great. It's grade A.
Were you surprised at how well Jamon Meredith came in and played in the whole reshuffling with Zutaw and Larson coming in? I mean, were you amazed at the production those guys had? How much credit does Bostad get for that?
Oh, he gets a lot of credit. But, you know, it's the guys in the offseason, all the work they put in the film room, all the work they put in on the field. It's that whole that change that we went through, going from a country club into a place that we actually conduct football business now. And so it's that change that really prepared those guys to be able to fulfill those spots. And so they did a great job last year, and now we formed a lot of depth on the O-line. And so it's good having that.
Along those same lines, Coach Shiano got here last year at this time, and I know a lot of you veterans admitted it was a shock to the system, right?
Yeah,
that
a little
first
different.
Camp and,
right.
And it was pretty hard. And just him laying that groundwork for the discipline he expected and all that. How are things different now, and how much more is he relying on guys like yourself and other leaders?
I think we still got to earn it. I mean, that's from my perspective. I think we still have to earn some of those perks and privileges. But it'll come with wins and with achievements and things of that sort. It'll come. But I like it the way it was last year. I like it the way it is right now.
What was the hardest part last season? Like watching the games, not watching. I mean, you know what I mean.
It's really missing the locker room and really being to interact with the guys every day. You know, my schedule is a lot different than the 53 that we're playing. So I didn't get to see those guys every day. Can't really interact with them every day. So that was the hardest part. You know, really working, you know, in the same building, just in a different part, and being kind of. you know, isolated from those guys was the toughest part.
Is it almost taboo in the NFL that if you're hurt, guys don't want you around? Or is it, at that point, some teams are like that. But
some teams are like that. Here, no, not really. It's just I was just on a different agenda, and I had to focus on, you know, what was best for me, and so my schedule with my lifting and working out, rehab and everything was just a lot different than the other guys. And so, of course, I said I worked with strength and conditioning coaches, and with the training staff. So, you know, priority number one are the players that are playing, and priority number two are the rehab guys. And so, I kind of went when they weren't there, kind of a deal.
Yeah, you might have DeMar off your right shoulder this year. What'd you notice about his development?
Oh man, he gained a lot last year. From the first game he started to the last game of the season, he got better every single game. And so it's exciting to see a guy that's really worked hard since the day he got here to become the player he is now. And so that just shows how much he works and how much he really cares for football.
We got a question to Doug Martin. Just getting to watch him from, I know you get to see him in training camp, but don't watch him on every day.
Oh, yeah, it was exciting. It was exciting. We just got to find some creative ways of getting the ball. We saw Doug really hit a spurt midway through the season where he was really playing a high level of football. And if we plan to be a playoff team, we got to be able to conserve Doug to make sure when we go on that playoff run that he's still our main guy. And so as long as we use him the right way, he can be a major weapon and not to abuse his powers, I guess you can say. You know, but it was exciting watching him from his rookie year grow and excel like that. And I look forward to him being, you know, our impact player on offense next year.
Is there more optimism in this building than usual, maybe? Now, you've been here a long time, and everybody thinks they're going to win the Super Bowl in April. But,
oh, of course.
But, I mean, I don't know. Talk about the offense and the things it's been able to do and if you can fix some things.
I think
defense.
One thing we got to do is we can't, you know, count our chickens before they hatch. You know what I mean? We have to put in the work. You know what I mean? Just because everything looks good on paper doesn't mean it's going to turn out that way on Sundays. And so we have to, you know, just take a step back and start from day one, page one, of how to get ready for a football season and not think that we can skip pages and just jump ahead. And so we just have to do things the right way and not get too excited for things to come.
Devin, along those lines, while Gerald was up there, I said to him, you're a Pro Bowler now, and he stopped me in mid-sentence. He goes, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
That was last year.
Yeah.
I'm not a Pro Bowler anymore.
Exactly.
Is that a good attitude, having been there yourself, is that a good attitude to take?
You know, it's a great attitude to take, really. Last year was last year. Everybody has to earn their keep here. And so for me to Freeman to Vincent Jackson, whoever it is, everybody has to earn their spot. And so I look forward to some of the competition we'll bring here as the offseason continues. And I look forward to a highly competitive camp. And it'll make our team a lot better. But everybody has to earn their keep.
Did the injury – did you lose anything? I mean, you may not know now because you haven't been on the field as much. But is there any threat or fear that you've lost anything from that injury?
No, not really. You know, I think a lot of it's just a work ethic. You know, and really, you know, I've been working every single day. So I think I've taken a combined total of 3 weeks off. And so I'm not worried about it. It'll come. It'll come.
That was a major injury. Can you just kind of give us a sense of the rehab and what it was like? How hard was it? I mean, you know, Cadillac went through that. You know, we saw him go through it. It was hard.
It's a tough rehab. It really is. It's just, you know, you want to, as a football player and as an athlete, you're always challenging yourself to go through the pain, get through, fight through. You know, somebody say you can't do something, it encourages you to do it even more. But the toughest part of rehab was listening. When they say don't do it, it really means don't do it. You know, so it's not, you know, that I have to step back and really take it from listening to my body now and taking it step by step. But when they say don't do something, don't do it. And if they give you a goal for that week, hit that goal and not to push yourself too far. And so a lot of it's just been having patience. And so it's tough because you got to change your entire mindset. You got to listen. You got to learn. You got to have patience. And every day's different. It's not that steady rise. It's kind of like a, you know, up and down. Good days, bad days. And so it was a challenge, but I feel like I've, you know, succeeded. and now I'm ready to take the next step.
Using all that extra time, I mean, last year, does that make you more hungry to come back and have
Of course. Her? Yeah, I was anxious, very anxious. Came, you know, after the Super Bowl, watching them and seeing how excited the guys were in Baltimore. And, you know, you just really want to feel that one day. And so with me coming on year eight now, you know, the hourglass is, you know, coming towards the end. And so, of course, you know, you want to feel that. You want to feel that experience. And so it's good knowing that you have a coaching staff that's capable, players that are capable, organization that's willing to bring all the pieces of the puzzle to Tampa and to be able to compete for a Super Bowl.
If you play as long as Rondé, though, you're only halfway there.
Right, yeah. You know, some guys are made a little different, you know, and that's Rondé. So I definitely cherish every single snap I play. I hope I play, you know, until they kick me out of this building, you know, and that's my plan. But, you know, like I said, I want to tap my chickens before they hatch. I take every day and do it the right way.
You know, your head coach is, you know, takes great pains to talk about Josh as the guy. We believe in Josh. Mm-hmm. You know, people wonder.
I mean, wonder
what
about
what makes you think Josh is the guy, like, going to take you to where you want to be?
You know, I'm biased. Okay, I'm biased. He's my friend, teammate. You know what I mean? He's my quarterback, so I'm biased, of course. But the thing that's going to make Josh the guy. It's his team. His team is going to make him the guy, okay? So it's his defense doing what the defense is supposed to do. Special teams making plays. Offensive line blocking. Receivers catching. Running backs running. So it's everything that's going to make Josh the guy. You know what I mean? As we look at the two teams in the Super Bowl, we're not the two best quarterbacks in the league. There's two best teams in the league. And so Josh's success is going to come from his team, just like every other quarterback. You're not going to – even though you had the best quarterback in Peyton Manning, he didn't even make it to the Super Bowl. Tom Brady didn't make it to the Super Bowl. It's just about the best team. And so, you know, I defend Josh a lot. You know, I always take his side because I feel like everybody wants to point to him, but it's really the team. It's the organization. It's the coaches. It's everybody. And so that's how I know Josh is the guy, because he's here, and I know we have everything we need to win here. And so – when it comes together, you know, we'll be praising Josh, of course. He'll be the guy with the MVP trophy and all that great stuff. But it's a team sport.
You talked about, you know, what, 7-8 years for you now. It's flown by, hasn't it?
Oh,
first of all. But second of all, that is really giving you a unique perspective.
Yeah.
You have a lot of young teammates. Do you ever try to impart that on them? You can't take this thing for granted.
I mean, yeah, you can't.
You barely sniff the playoffs.
You know, I've seen a lot of guys coming in and out the door.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's only a few of us left. Really, and I think it's me and Donald and hopefully Rondé, fingers crossed, that are still here. And so it shows you how tough of a league it is. And then we're talking about great players like Ernest Graham and Kellite Williams, Michael Clayton, and all guys have come in and they're out. And so you try to share that with guys that, you know, this offseason that's voluntary, involuntary if you want to run and play. You know, this is what you need to do. And with our
high, games too,
exactly, and with our new high standard here, then this is a place we can win, and that we can make this our home. And so it's a little different now. And I think a lot of guys who haven't experienced Gruden and Raheem, they need to know kind of what this organization has been through, and where we're at now. And so I try to encourage the guys to be here as much as possible, really take their opportunity seriously. And to make this their home.
Thanks, Dad. Appreciate it.
All right.